And Kesher Shem Tov up to Ischav Zayin. Page 88. V'hi Rav Ba'aretz. We saw that there's a connection. These drushes are drushes that are on Parshas Lech Lecha and the journey of Avraham Avinu, but are each one is a Yisod in Avodas Hashem, the Torah of Baal Shem Tov, what each and every person, each and every one of us goes through. V'hi Rav Ba'aretz. So there was a a famine in Eretz Yisrael. V'hi Rav Ba'aretz. That Avraham Avinu was in Eretz Yisrael. But Avraham Avinu being in Eretz Yisrael, that trip, Avayelach Avraham Kashadibre Elav Hashem, Vayavo Arza Kanan Vahi Rav Ba'aretz. The neshama makes its way into the world, into the Olam HaSiyah, and there's tremendous disappointment that the neshama has in this world. It's very, very disappointing. This world is very disappointing. The neshama lives in a world in the highest place, of closest to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The neshama b'chlal didn't want to go. This is Bal Karchach, the neshama was sent into this world. And Rosh Hashem Chaseri Mehem Nusa. And Avraham Avinu saw, as the Zohar Kodesh says, that it became clear to him that the world was a world that was missing emuna, that was lacking faith, that couldn't find itself. And this is what the neshama finds in the world. Roshem chaserim mehemenusa, kama sheisa b'zayim. Dahainu shemekilin mechvayda yisbarach. Mekilin mechvayda yisbarach. That the world is mekel in kavod Hashem. Ulekach vayered Avram Mitzrayim ba. And that's the meaning of vayered Avram Mitzrayim ba. Shahayameitzar al kvayd yisbarach, shemekilim by olam haasiyah. The neshama is destroyed. The neshama is meitzar. Al kvayd yisbarach, shemekilim by olam haasiyah. That Hashem's kavod is taken very, very lightly in this world. Shemeitzal kvoida yisbarach shemekilim ba'ilam ha'asiyah. Omnam ha'idei zeh, v'yal Avram mi'mitzrayim. So, overall, it's a tremendous yirida. It's something we can't possibly understand, and we won't understand until the time comes for us to return. But the yirida was unbearable for the neshama, for Avram Avinu. To go from the higher place, to go from Eretz Yisrael down to Mitzrayim, for the neshama to descend from that place, that clarity that it has in Shemayim, to come into this world. Omnam Aidei Zev Ayal Avrami Mitzrayim. But the tachlis, of course, the tachlis of the Yerida of the neshama is Davka Vayal, is an aliyah. It's the tachlis of the neshama is to come to this world, not to just be in that place of Eretz Yisrael, so to speak, but to come into this physical world with all of the nesiyanis. A That ultimately Avram ascended from Mitzrayim. To have greater delight, the neshama, because of its yirida into this world, ultimately is able to have a greater tanug ba'avodas Hashem Yisbarach. Ki yesh yisran ha'or min ha'choshech, because there's an advantage of light. And there's a certain sweetness and tanug of light min ha'choshech when it's offset with the darkness, in contrast when it emerges from the darkness. There's a yisrain, there's a benefit, there's an advantage. Ki yesh yisran ha'or min ha'choshech al she'enu ke'echad mehem. Al she'enu ke'echad mehem, that the simplest tanug is al she'enu ke'echad mehem, that one remains, despite all of the nesiyonos of this world, one remains a Jew, and one remains connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remains a ma'amin, which before the neshama comes into the world, it's not a chachma to be in that place of emunah. It's not a chachma to be dovuk to Hashem. But the question, of course, is that when you descend from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, are you going to remain a ma'amin? And that tanhug that a person has of using his bechira and not eating Nahamad Gesufa, the bread of shame, like the Ramchal explains in all of his Svarim from Chazal, that when everything is given to the neshama, it's Nahamad Gesufa, it's a bread of shame, that being earned. But the neshama, by descending into Mitzrayim and overcoming the darkness of Mitzrayim, is able to have a tanuk, is able to have a pleasure unlike anything that it had in Shemaim, although it was much easier in Shemaim. Ki yesh yisran ha'or min ha'choshech al she'enu ke'echad mehem. Not to get swept away in Mitzrayim, to remain an Avram while you're in Mitzrayim. To remain a Yosef HaTzadik while you're in Mitzrayim. And to remain a Yid when you're in this world. Ulekach, and therefore, v'loit, hu ha-yetzahara, imay ha-negba. And therefore, when Avram Avinu ascended, he took with him Lot. And Lot is the yetzahara. And the ascent of Avraham Avinu is that through the Avodah in this world, one is able to take the Yetzirah along with him and lift the Yetzirah up along with him. The Neshama is able to take the other side. Kach v'loi tu ha-Yetzirah imay ha-Negba. Shayidei hara, that somehow through being accompanied by Lot, the Yetzirah, which to begin with is not pleasant company, since Lot is the Yetzirah, but somehow through that accompaniment, through that presence of Lot, Shaydei Hara, Mis'anig Yoyser B'Avodas Hashem Yisbarach, the Neshama has, Avram has greater delight in Avodas Hashem, ascending up from Mitzrayim and being able to return to Eretz Yisrael with the Yetzirah tagging along. Shayidei hara mis'anig yoyser b'avodas Hashem yisbarach v'nasa kisei V'nichnas mal b'yamin. As we learned in the last Torah, that the Ra itself becomes a kisei latoif, becomes a vehicle. That the Ra itself becomes a means through which a person is able to ascend even higher. V'nichnas mal b'yamin. And the left side, the other side of Ra, is nichna b'yamin. Becomes itself. Becomes itself a servant to the side that is good. The Yetzer itself serves the side of Tov and contributes a tremendous amount to that side of Tov. V'avrom koved ma'od b'miktam b'kesef hazav. Avram Avinu, when he returned from Mitzrayim, when the neshama returns from its journey in this world, it's time that it's spent with Lot. When the neshama returns, it's koved ma'od b'miktam b'kesef hazav. It's very rich, very heavy, with cattle and with silver and with gold. Which means that the neshama was able to transform this world. Was able to take the nitzaytze kedusha, the sparks of kedusha, of holiness, that are lost in physical matter, in the physical world, and the neshama is able to bring them up, the nitzaytze kedusha. Kinyan, as it says in Pasuk, Ve'yalaket Yosef as Kol HaKesef. It says in Pasuk, Ve'yalaket Yosef as Kol HaKesef HaNimtzer Beres Mitzrayim. That Yosef HaTzadik was able to gather together all of the Kesef, all of the gold, all of the silver, all of the money that was trapped in Mitzrayim. And kesef, of course, means all of the kisufim, all of the longings, all of the potential good that was trapped in this world, in the physical world. The neshama Avram was able to free. All of the kedusha in this world, and he was able to bring it up with him. Yosef was able to malakate all of the kesef that was found in Mitzrayim, that was found in the Mitzar of this world. Let's learn the Perush a little bit. Inside. Simen Zehu Hemshech HaSimen HaKoydim. This Simen is a continuation of the one before. Shebein Nisbor Shehatzivu Ilech Lecha Me'artzecha. Where we learned that those first words that were spoken to Avram Avinu, of Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, Roim as Ayuridus Neshama, we learned, is hinting to the descent of the Neshama of Me'olam HaTzilus from the higher world, Lo'olam HaSiyah to the physical world. L'Olam Hizbor Hemshech HaKsuvim Al Pi Remezeh. And this is how the Baal Shem HaKodesh continues to explain. Vayelech Avram Kashadibe'ilov Hashem, Vayavo Aretz HaKnan, and Vayhi Rav Ba'aretz. When that spark of the neshama comes into this world, the land, as we learned earlier, that Hashem shows the neshama, that Hashem wants the neshama to descend into this world. He saw that they're chasrei emuna, that they're lacking in faith, that emuna is missing. K'mesh isa mezayir, mezayir HaKadosh says, if you look, you see the lashon of the Zayir in footnote 2, Kevin the Sater brings the translation into Lashon HaKodesh in the brackets. Kevin she Sater Avraham Dargoso Beres HaKadosha V'nichnas L'Darga HaKadosha Azay Ma Ne'ma V'hira Avarot Shlohoi Yoidim Yidi L'Skarva L'Kodesh Baruch Hu. The famine of this world Shlohoi Yoidim Yidi L'Skarva L'Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Havyada Yidi L'Karva Gabi Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's missing in this world, the hunger of this world, is that lack of knowledge of how to get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how to be near Hashem. That's the ra of Ba'aretz. That's the hunger that's in the world. Dehainu shemekidim echavad yisbarach. L'kach, the pasuk continues, kehem shech ha-pasuk sham, v'yevid avra mitzrayma. Mitzrayim is loshen meitzar. Mitzrayim is a lotion of Meitzah, and HaMeitzah Karasika, of being in a place of difficulty, a place of pain, of anguish, a narrow place. Shahi Meitzah al Kvedias Baruch Shemekilim Ba'ilam Ha'asiyah. That's what the Neshama suffers from in this world. Omnam. However, Miidach kemavula elsham, ayidei zeh, that davke through this, ayidei yirida zu, through this yirida of Avraham into Mitzrayim, of the neshama into the guf, into this world, misa'ala haneshama yoyzeh, the neshama is able to achieve a greater aliyah. Ki bekach nikar yoyzeh yisun hatoyv al ra, because through davke through that confrontation with ra, the neshama is able to gain that benefit of yisrun ha'or min ha'choshech, of the light that comes from the darkness. Zeh shenema behemshech ha'ksuvim, as it says in pasuk, v'yal avram yimitzrayim, hi aliyosa shel ha'neshama. You know, it's very easy by tikkun to make a lechaim and to say the neshama shef an aliyah. That's somebody else's neshama, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's the neshama, you know, you're talking about somebody who passed away and the neshama shef an aliyah. So that for that you can make a lechaim with a Jew and you make a shahakal, and it's pretty easy to give a bracha to the neshama shef an aliyah. The tachas, of course, is that a person's neshama in this world should be able to have an aliyah. That's much more complicated than making a l'chaim. And that you can't buy in a store. That's a work of a person's life. That the neshama should have an aliyah. That by the time that it comes to 120 and the person's neshama returns to Shemayim, that it should be filled with, weighed down, covered. It should be covered ma'oid. With all kinds of wonderful things that it was able to gain while being in the world, while being in Mitzrayim. So that's the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is explaining. V'kasher ha'choshech v'ra mevi to'elus v'siyu l'kedusha. How the choshech and the ra is able to be of great help to the neshama. And the neshama itself has a tremendous aliyah. Davka by being with Lot, davka by being with the Nefesh Bahamas. There's a certain energy that the Nefesh Bahamas has. There's an energy that Ra has that the neshama itself doesn't have. The neshama is very, very edel, it's gentle. The Nefesh HaLukis is very, very, very delicate. The Nefesh HaBahamas is a Nefesh HaBahamas. And there's an advantage, there's a benefit that the Neshama gains, that Avraham Avinu gains by being in Mitzrayim. Obviously the risk, of course, is getting lost in Mitzrayim. A tremendous risk, getting lost in Mitzrayim. And not bringing out any of the Kesev and Zav, not bringing out any of the Mikne Kesev and Zav, but becoming part of Mitzrayim and forgetting who you are. That's the great danger of the trip. Mitzrayim is a dangerous place. Ulekach kehemshach haposuk sham veloy tua yetzahar ima hanegba haynu shabaliyas haneshom, which is Avram, misala ima gam hayetzahar. The neshama is also able to ascend to Eretz Yisrael, so the Matzilus. Shayideh haram is anek hatzadik yoyzer b'avodas Hashem isbarach. The davka, because of the lot, because of the ra, the tzadik, when the person is doing well, the neshama has a tremendous advantage in avodas Hashem. And through that, the Ra itself has an aliyah. Shnasa kise becomes a seat. It becomes a vehicle, kli siyua, that helps. V'achshar l'teisefes kedusha, that is able to bring to a tesefis, to additional kedusha, to a tesefis kedusha, greater kedusha that it had before it came into the world. It returns with many, many nitzaytzes, with many added nitzaytzes that it didn't have before it came into the world. Nichne small biyamin, and the tzad has small. The tzad of tumah is nichne. It becomes a servant, and as a klishar is the tzad ayamin, that the left side of tumah becomes a servant of the right side of kedusha. V'zeu shemamshich hakosef, and that's how the pasuk continues. V'avram kaved ma'od, that Avram Avinu was very, very heavy. B'mikne b'kesev azov. Perish. Shahitzi nitzaytze kedusha mi Mitzrayim. That the neshama was able to liberate, to bring out nitzaytze kedusha from Mitzrayim da'hainu min hara, from ra itself, from physical life and from the darker side of physical life that we go through with the Yetzirah, being stuck with Lot while we're here in the world. Klaimer. Gam bin yonei hara, yeshna nitzaytze kedusha. That of course, even in yonei hara, there are nitzaytze kedusha. Mitzrayim is the world headquarter. Certainly at that time, from the beginning of time, of ra. So gam ben yonei hara yesh na mitzayis kedusha hem ha-toiv ha-pnimi, which is the inner core of ra, which is the toiv ha-pnimi shebehem, which according to the Ari HaKadosh comes from a higher place than tov. The ra that is hidden in tov comes from a higher place than tov, than regular clear tov. The ra that's trapped in tov, rather, the tov that's trapped in the ra, is from a higher place. Comes from a higher place than regular tov. That's Rabbi Nachum's story of the lost princess. But the lost princess is trapped in a place, the place of lo tov, of Mitzrayim. And the story of how to free the princess and bring her back. And the tachlis of her being sent into the place of lo tov, that's not good. Because there's a tov apnimi, there's a higher tov. It's found inside ra. Magam inin era yesh nimitzayis kedusha hem ha-tov apnimi shebehem shel lishmei nevro. And that's why they were created. That's why it was all created. That's why this whole world and all of the Ra was created, because of that toiv. Because Ra mishamis kisei latov, and when the Ra itself becomes a vehicle, an expression that adds to Tov, umizgalos boi hakavana hatoiva shalishma nivra, and then the kavana hatoiva, the true and good intention for which it was created, becomes revealed. Kmeishin is bo shom ba'arucha, as it's explained at length. Azai oyla nitzaitz ha-kedusha shabai ubo el tikuna. Then the nitzaitz of kedusha ascends from Mitzrayim and is able to have its tikun. When the ra is used as a kisei latoif, so then the purpose of its existence is revealed. Mzeu ha-rechush harav. And this is the great rechush, the great wealth, the mikne kesev azov, shehevi imay Avram al yosim Mitzrayim, the tremendous wealth that Avram Avinu took with him when he left Mitzrayim. And that's the great wealth that Bnei Yisrael took when we left Mitzrayim. The great wealth that we took, that we emptied out Mitzrayim, we natzlu es Mitzrayim. It says, when Bnei Yisrael left Egypt, it says, Veinatzos, we emptied it out. Veinatzos Mitzrayim, the whole inyan of the taking from the Egyptians their things and gathering at the shore of Yamsuf, the gold and the silver. All of that, of course, is a symbol. It's a symbol for the great wealth that we're able to take out from Mitzrayim. It's hard. Physically, everybody's wondering, and the Mefarshim talk about this, like, what are you going to do with all this kesef and zov in the desert? There are no shopping malls over there. In Istanbul, it would have been easier if they're like their credit cards would have washed up on the shore, you know, than like all the kesef and zov, the mikne kesef and zov. What are they doing in the midbar with all this stuff? They're doing all this stuff. So Avraham Avinu left Mitzrayim with tremendous wealth, and Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim with tremendous wealth. And the physical wealth was a simon of something much greater. Just as it is with our possessions. Particularly at the end of time, where this galus that we're in is Mitzrayim, and we're leaving with great wealth. We're in a certain way, we're also kvedim ma'oid, b'mikne, b'kesef, uvazov. We're also kvedim ma'oid. From our trip in Mitzrayim, the Jews never had as much wealth as they have nowadays. Physical wealth. And all of that is a covering of the Tov. That somehow, when we leave Mitzrayim, when we leave Egypt, the Egypt that we're in, and return to HSL, that somehow we'll be able to take with us the Mikna, the Kesev, and the Zav of all the years of being in Golus. So we don't understand these things, how this could be and what we're doing. But it says in Svar Makdoshim that the ma'amatz, the effort that a Jew has to put into being the most simple Shomer Torah mitzvahs now, in earlier years, would have made him into a Baal Ruach HaKadosh. That means that you and I, who see ourselves as worthless and empty people, that the ma'amatz, the effort that you and I put into being Jews that are observant, didn't say Bali Madregas, being Jews that are keeping Shabbos and keeping mitzvahs, that put on tefillin, that daven, kashrus, that try to be good boys in Yonim of Kedusha, that the ma'amatz that you and I are putting into our lives now to be Jews, this ma'amatz that you and I are putting into our lives, in earlier years, this effort would have made us into Jews, Wabali Ruach HaKadosh. That's what it says in Surah. We're very, very, very far from such madregas. We're just trying to survive. But the effort to survive at the end of time is the effort to survive. The energy that you and I put into just trying to survive, that energy, that effort would have made us into Balei Ruach HaKodesh in earlier times. So somehow, in some mysterious way, we're going to leave Egypt also. Kvedim, b'mikna, b'kesef, b'zov. Somehow that all of the ra is a kisel atayv, which we don't see, we don't understand. Zeru chush harav, shehevi imai, the mikna kesef azov, shehevi imai Avraham al Yosef in Mitzrayim. Kinyin, as it says by Yosef at Tzadik, when yelaket Yosef as kol hakesef adnimtze v'es Mitzrayim. And Yosef gathered together all of the silver. Hanimtze v'es Mitzrayim. Shemashmu sohi, she Yosef liket v'hele l'kedusha. That Yosef HaTzadik was melaket, he gathered together in Hela l'kedusha, and he lifted it up to Kedusha. Skol nitzoytzes ha-Kedusha ha-chavuyim b'Mitzrayim. All of the sparks of Kedusha that were connected to his Nisham, doesn't mean, I don't know what that means in all of Mitzrayim, but Avraham Avinu was able to gather together all of the sparks that he could. And l'Kedusha is kol nitzoytzes ha-Kedusha ha-chavuyim b'Mitzrayim. They're hidden in Mitzrayim. Let's look at footnote 14. Magid Rav Yaakov from the Mizutcha Magid, Re'or HaChama from the Ramak, Kanfei Yoyner, Ksonis Pasim, so I'm talking about this. But Pasuk Vayem Moshe L'Chayvev, also from last week's parasha, from 2 weeks ago. Shizau gam in yonu shal harachush gadol, shahitzi imam Yisrael ba'alaisim Mitzrayim. That this is also the inyan of the great wealth that we took with us when we left Mitzrayim. Hey, nitzaytis hakadush shahi tumunim sham. You know, tonight is the yahrzeit of the Lubavitcher Rebbe's chusel on Hevel Kol Yisrael. And you know, people that are far, far removed from Chassidus and from Pnimis HaTorah, for them, it's very, very hard to understand Bechlal, that person. Not that anybody can understand him. He was a Pella. He was a wonder. Something you can't understand how there could have been such a person in our times. But to understand the wealth of that person. You see, for some people, it was a big kasha. It's a big kasha. Had Lubavitcher Rebbe was in Berlin and he was in Paris, right? It's a big kasha. How the Lubavitcher Rebbe encouraged artists and musicians to use their talents to paint paintings of holiness and to create music of holiness. So to those who are far removed from Pnimis HaTorah, the Lubavitcher Rebbe was filled with contradictions. How could it be that somebody's a tzaddik? How could it be that you're a tzaddik yisod olam? And you're Berlin and Paris studying engineering. How could it be that a tzaddik would encourage people to paint? So of course Rav Kook was doing all of this as well. Those tzaddikim, hapnimim, the mistaklim ha'elyayinim, that Rav Kook calls those who are looking at things from a higher place. And for the same reason that Lubavitcher Rebbe sent and continues to send in his own way, shluchim to the darkest, darkest places in the world. And to take Jews who are so far from Kedusha and such choshech and to have them like tefillin and to do a mitzvah. So for those who are not mistaklim helyanim, who don't look at things from that place, the mistaklim hatachtainim, the ones who look from a lower spot, to them this is a stira, it's a contradiction. That's a tzidkus. The tzidkus would be to remain alone, to remain just in the Beis HaMedrash, to stay far, far away from anything of Mitzrayim, to stay away from Mitzrayim, but instead the Lubavitcher Rebbe sent into Mitzrayim. And he himself spent time in that world of Mitzrayim. So the Mistaklim HaElyonim, the higher Mistaklim, understand that the journey of the Tzaddik into Mitzrayim is for the purpose of taking out great wealth from Mitzrayim. When you take a Jew who has musical talent or has artistic talent, and at the beginning of his life is painting Mitzrayim paintings, and the music is the music of Mitzrayim, and he has talents that Hashem Yisbarach gave him, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe told him, don't stop painting. You should continue to be an artist, but be an artist in Eretz Yisrael, not in Mitzrayim. Understand? To be an Eretz Yisrael Dika artist, not a Mitzrayim Dika artist. Not to kill that part of yourself, who you are, but other Abba, to come out from Mitzrayim with that wealth of your background. You have a background that's filled with wealth. While you were in Mitzrayim, the wealth was something that was destroying you. Your talents were destroying you. The Nefesh HaBahamas was destroying you while you were in Mitzrayim. So there are those from the Mistaklim HaTachtonim, from the lower Mistaklim, from those who look at things from the lower perspective. So the Teretz is to get rid of all the Kesef and Zav, not to have any Shaychus to the wealth of Mitzrayim. Not to have any shaykhs to the wealth of Mitzrayim. Because any connection to Mitzrayim is just going to bring you back down. You have to get rid of everything. So to those, to the Mistaklim HaTachtonim, the Ikar is to take this guy that wasn't Shemim Mitzvahs, to cut him off from everything of his past, to convince him that all of those talents that he had were just a kisei lara, were just a means of bringing him down and making him lower and lower. And now, the main thing is, let's dress you up like a frum person. Even though the guy could be like 26 years old and he has great talents, just put him into a yeshiva someplace and fix him up in a frum life with a frum wife and frum kids and everything like that, and all of the trimmings, and cut him off from everything of his past. And not only is that not the tachlis of his being in the world, but oftentimes it kills him, mamsha kills him. He suffocates, he can't take it. It's the koichas that he has, the kesef and the zav that he has from when he was younger, when they're not being brought into Kedusha, they can weigh him down and davke schlep him back into the world of Mitzrayim, because he's feeling unhappy and he's feeling unfulfilled. He has tremendous, the mashal that I was giving, lav davke, but tremendous artistic koichas. Or this 26-year-old is a person who has a great ability to be creative and to lead people and to accomplish and to do things in the world. And of course he has to spend as much time as he's able to learn, to teach him what Torah is about. But then he needs to be unleashed into the world, to use his talents, to use his koichas that he has from the time that he was in the world. From the time that his neshama came into the guf, that he has certain koichas. So to the Lubavitcher Rebbe and Rav Kook and other mistaklim elyonim, these tzaddikim appear in the eyes of the Mistaklim HaTachtonim In the eyes of those who don't get it, they appear to be filled with contradictions. So imagine yourself as somebody who has, you're a reporter, and for some amazing reason you have this chus to interview the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And you go to Lubavitcher and you say, you know, Rabbi, I hope this doesn't insult you, but my whole life I wanted to ask you this question. Why would a person like you spend time in Berlin, in the lowest place on earth? That's the Mitzrayim now, right? It's Berlin. Why would a person like you do that? And Sorbonne, not far behind Berlin, just looks nicer. And why would you encourage people to use the talents or to use the inyonim of their past that they've been trying to run away from now that they've become religious? Why would you encourage them to do that? You're a man, forgive me, Lubavitcher Rebbe, you're a man that's filled with contradictions. And how would the Rebbe explain that? Just see him with his beautiful smile. And think of the thousands and thousands of people that he has brought out. And continues to bring out. Very, very wealthy. Very wealthy person. A very wealthy person. And to help other people to recover their wealth. And to use their wealth in a way that's holy, that's good. Not to renounce one's wealth. Not to renounce the talents that you have, the kaychas that you have. Not to renounce them. But to claim them. That they belong to me. These are my talents that Hashem Zibor gave me. These are my kaychas. These are my talents. Not to stop laughing, but to be able to laugh in the way of Kedusha. Not to become a broken keli that feels like all I could do is to remember how life was so much fun and so exciting before I became religious. It was so exciting before I became religious. How much fun it was in Mitzrayim. How I miss Mitzrayim. That's very, very dangerous. And there were Jews in the Midbar who missed Mitzrayim. Right? Mm-hmm. I don't have to tell you that, do we? Yeah. There were Jews in Mitzrayim, in the Midbar, in the desert, who said, it was so good in Mitzrayim. The watermelons, the squash, you know. Life was so good when I was in Mitzrayim. You don't think that the Bali Tshuva are thinking that now? Maybe you and I are included amongst them. I'm not only talking about Bali Tshuva who weren't religious and became from. Everybody understands what I'm talking about. To be able to reclaim that wealth is a much higher madrega than renouncing it, than renouncing one's wealth. It's hard. It's very, very hard. And there's no question that for a certain time one has to be separated. But the tachlis is not to be a nozir. Right? So the parish was just a few weeks ago. And everybody here knows that nazirus is not the preferred way. Right? Nazirus is not the preferred way. One needs to be a nozir for a certain time. As I explained a few weeks ago, because I roi asaita b'kilkula, yozer atzman minayayin. When you were involved in, when you're having too much fun in Mitzrayim, in the earlier part of life, you got to run away. Yozer atzman ayayin. When you're in that place of the saita, you got to run away. But maturing in one's Yiddishkeit and growing one's Yiddishkeit means to be able to reclaim the wealth of the past, not to renounce it. A nozir is a very holy person during that time that he's running away, but it's not the tachlis to remain that way. It's not a tachlis to be that way. And that's why I was talking about this a few weeks ago. Sometimes you see a person, especially a person that was not keeping things to begin with, and now it could be a short time later, he's mamish, but he made himself into a big nazir. Very, 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 very strong. So he's still running away from the saita. He's still running away from the saita. He's still frightened by the saita. Again, there's kedusha to that. But it's not the tachlis. It's not the tachlis. And that's what it means. The Ruchush Godel B'Togatcha. It's the Imam Yisrael Ba'aloy Sami Mitzrayim Heim Nitzaytas HaKadusha Sheher Yutmunim Sham. Valeim Nemar V'gam Erev Rav Ola Ita. The Erev Rav, the Erev Rav are not holy people. Those are the people that were far, far, far from Kedushas Yisrael. But it says V'gam Erev Rav Ola Ita. The Erev Rav also came out from Yisrael. The Erev Rav was also able, even though Erev is a Lashon of Taruvas, people who are mixed in with all kinds of crazy things. But the Erev Rav is Ola Ita. And Erev is also a Lashon of Erev, of darkness. Ola Ita is able to ascend. And L'Reish Beis Nitzaytis, Sholim Rav Mitzrayim, which the Ari HaKadosh talks about, not with the numbers, I'm not going into that. U'b'l'kutis Sichas and L'Babach Rabbi Chela Gimel, Nizborosh Nitzaytis HaKadosh HaLolu Hayu Tmunim B'Soyach HaRuchush HaGashmi. The Rebbe explains that these Nitzaytis of holiness were hidden in the physical wealth. HaPidivir Rabbeinu L'Holin HaTorah Chosal Mamanim SheYisrael. It's a klal in halacha that the Torah is concerned with and has rachmanis on Mamanim SheYisrael. The Jews shouldn't lose money. The Torah is concerned with our wealth and on not losing our wealth. Chosal Mamanim SheYisrael. That has an effect on many areas in halacha. To be makel in certain things in halacha when one could lose money potentially. The Baruch Shalom, the Torah doesn't want the Jew to lose money. Which we understand on a deeper level. Is v'la makach? Why is there such concern? Because in one's wealth, in one's possessions, in everything that you and I own, even in the pen that you're holding, or that it turned out that this is your sefer, and your shirt, your pants, your shoes, and everything that ended up somehow in the possession of this person, there's a connection. There are nitzoyches of kedusha, hashayachim l'sharis nishmas. We don't understand all of these things. The Svarim talk about how this is possible in one's clothing, in one's food. Every single thing that you have in your house, in your mikne, and your kesef, and your zov, and your livestock, and your silver, and your gold, whatever the equivalent of that is nowadays. Has nitzayis kedusha that are shaykh to your, that are connected to the sherish of your neshama, to the root of your soul, of how that thing ended up in your house. Why is it that you've spoken this many times over the years? Why is it that davke that was mitzay chen beinecha, like, you know, you went shopping and davke that piece of furniture you liked or something, or that particular suit was something that you liked. Whatever it is. Even when you're just shopping for apples and oranges and you look around and say, this is a good one. Of course, my mother would feel every single one and mess them all up until she got the one that she liked. But this is the apple that I like. This is a good orange. And how that orange, like the rest of the oranges are sitting there and the yid takes this orange. And the orange, when it goes into the shopping cart of the Jew, the orange goes, yes. And the other oranges go, And this orange ended up by a yid. It's going to make a bracha. And it's hard that the Baruch Shalom has such a program going on. It's hard for us to believe. that every single thing, every drop of kesef and zov in our lives, mamonim shel Yisrael, is mamonim shel Yisrael. It's the money of a Jew. Mamonim shel Yisrael. As a shaychus l'shoyes nishmasa. Heinlich in Yitzhoytis HaKadusha Shetzor Chodom Levar L'Sakin T'munim B'Chafotz of Ruchusha. That the person has Mitzrayim with him in his house, in his life, in his experiences, as everything else that exists on those three, in those three planes, those three dimensions of Olam Shona Nefesh, a physical place, time, and the soul. And different the times of a person's life, there are Mitzrayim Dikat times, and there are places, there are things, but they're all connected to his Nefesh. There's a time in a person's life that's a time that's Mitzrayim time. And how to ascend from that time in a way, and to learn from that time, and to to gain wealth in that difficult time of life. And then there are things, places, people that we meet, everything that we go through in Mitzrayim. It's to be Mavara, to be Mesakin, all the Nitzotz of Kedusha that are there. V'shomnis bar'oid shemitam zeh sivei v'kadosh baruch shei yosef shalot al eretz Mitzrayim b'meherav. And the Rebbe explains over there how that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu brought about such a remarkable thing, that Yosef HaTzadik was the one that was in charge of the wealth of Mitzrayim during the famine. That the Tzadik was in charge of the wealth. That was his responsibility. Yosef HaTzadik devised the plan of how to somehow be able to manage during the famine, right? That was what Yosef did. But Yosef HaTzadik's job was to gather together all of the, to gather together whatever was left of all the kesef and zov, shebechol ha'aretz, from all the different places, shemehen bo'ol in Mitzrayim, when people came to Mitzrayim, lishbor bar, to get food. Like the brothers came to Mitzrayim to get food. The whole Indian of lishbor bar, that to break through. Bar means something which is external, like a brisa, something which is on the outside. To break through all of the koiches, all of the chitzayim, all of the klipas, and so on. All of this is under the control of Yosef HaTzadik. That eating is called breaking bread. Even in English, there's such a lotion to break bread. Lishbor bar. Bar means something which is, as I said, the external, the outside, the casing, the encasement. To break through that and to get through the nitzotz of kedusha that's in the bread. Lo alechem levada yichya ha'adam kal kal maitzei pi Hashem yichya ha'adam. The maitzei pi Hashem, the word of God that's inside the bread, is what we're talking about. The maitzei pi Hashem that's inside the bread. The bread, even in English, is spelled bread. Bar is a lotion of bread. And bar means something which is on the outside. The physical food is the external, is the bar. The tachlis is lishbor bar, to break the bread, to break through the outside and to get to the nitzotzes of Maitzei Pi Hashem, of the Maitzei Pi Hashem that's contained within the bread. Hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz. Hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz. To draw out. All of the gold and silver of the world, those people came from all over the world to Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim was where they had stuff, and people came from all over the world and they brought kesef azov because they didn't know what to do with their wealth. They had no use for it because there wasn't any food. So they came to Mitzrayim. And they brought their wealth. It's interesting, they brought their wealth to Mitzrayim to buy food. And all of that is the story of the journey of Avraham Avinu into Mitzrayim, of the Jewish people into Mitzrayim. It's the story of our Golus in this world, of the Neshama in the Guf. ובכך יעלו ויסברו כל ניצוץ של הקדושה הטמונה בהם. And through this, Yalu v'yisbaru, there would be an aliyah and a clarification, a tikkun, of all of the nitzaytzes of kedusha that were hidden in Mitzrayim, and that were hidden in the kes of Azov that they brought with them when they came to Egypt. So we see that people are attracted to evil. People are attracted to Mitzrayim. There's a tremendous temptation. There's a great attraction that Mitzrayim has. And people are drawn to come there with their kesev, with their zav, and to go to Mitzrayim and dafka in the side of darkness to find the nitzaytzes of Kedusha. So we're attracted to Mitzrayim. And we come with our wealth, we come with our gold and our silver to Egypt. But the tachlis is not, God forbid, to become destroyed, to be destroyed in Egypt. It's to come out with that aliyah of Avraham Avinu and to return Teach us all with greater wealth than we ever had before. We should be zeichet to do that. Shouldn't. Let him. Wife showed me yesterday.
I hope it was accurate.
Beautiful.